off. Activist Post and Natural News are very well prepared. They really are. Okay.
Okay.
So just go back to that machine. Is that something like a quad bike machine? Describe. Oh, we're going to the break. Hang on there. We go another bit on this. I've caused disruption this week on the thing, but hang on there and we follow this up after the break, okay?
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back in again, and here we are on the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're talking to Jenna in Washington, Jenna O'Brien up there, who she can give her own description now, but a kind of survivalist eco-farmer. How would you describe yourself?
And logger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian Logger, I'm the Lithuanian logger.
Yeah, he's the mad axe man, you know, with the chainsaw. Cut everything up. Woodchip, he's probably listening. I'm going to do a thing for Vincent Finelli, you know, Vincent Finelli on RBN, who is a serious farmer on 250 acres, and that's still not very big, in Missouri, and he's raising cattle and different things. But
He had an interview. Yeah. He interviewed Deborah. I mean, he didn't talk
much
at all. Did you listen to that? Well, then.
No, well, I have access to it. It's on the archive on RBN.
Yeah.
You see, that's a GCN program that's carried on RBN. John Stapler set up GCN originally, and then 15 years ago he set up RBN. And John and Vincent Finelli work very closely together. They're very good friends. But woodchip as a subject as. Say you did nothing with woodchip, only use it for, say, in gateways where cattle are standing at a gateway, we'll dig it out and put 6 inches of woodchip, then there won't be water lying there in the winter. But there's 100 uses for woodchip on a farm.
Well,
I mean, and you can use and reuse it all the time.
Yeah,
and say you have a large, another one just quickly, a large shed, which Finelli hasn't built yet, he's 10 years up there in Missouri or more. You can build a steel structure on the roof, and you need to put a floor in it, but dig out the floor 6 inches, a foot down, say you've got 3 foot of concrete on the steel girders, and you can put the cattle on a wood chip floor, which is quite good, you know?
Oh, I bet they would like that. Yeah, he had brought up that it was getting harder and harder to just get the common use antibiotic for his cattle. If sometimes the mama cows get the mastitis, and that he can't find it anywhere in the U.S. And that does, it does comment on how the reduction of land use, all of these restrictions, there is less, cattle grazing here in the United States, and it's all getting imported, not labeled, and it is another hand to the control of manipulating this country in so many
ways. The multinationals control, controlling agriculture, Cargill and controlling feed, et cetera, and right across Europe. But where I come from originally in Ireland, the farming community there are extremely strong. They get everything they want. They are a very, very strong. The strongest farming organization in the world is the Farmers of the Republic of Ireland, and they have their own newspaper, the Irish Farmers Journal. If you go into the internet and look up the Irish Farmers Journal and print down and look at that, you'd be stunned that they're doing very well on most commodities. Certain things are oversupplied, like beef. There's too much beef production in Ireland, and they're competing with Argentina. But they are doing very, very well indeed.
Yeah, I've been studying some Russian history. Just as just lately, we found this great site, and just the history of communist Russia, the Bolshevik Revolution, how, you know, so many people starved, and how the Bolsheviks, you know, took control of the food. And wonderful site.
Stalin, yeah, Stalin starved millions of people to death,
60 million, something like that?
Yeah, shocking.
And, so the site that I was looking at, there's lots of historical, like one and two of the title of the site's Jews for Hitler, and it's a young Jewish man giving a great historical document of Russia, early Russia. And so I've been just, like, revisiting that. And trying not to worry, but I am going to get my seed order in pretty soon once we get to that. And
I
look forward to using my Power Wagon. It's a DR Power
Wagon. Give us the description of that exactly. Is that available to people? Power Wagon. And tell me how it works.
It's so great. It's got a motor under a very large bucket, like a wheelbarrow. And, you know, the arms that you're holding it with have the throttle. It's forward, reverse, and first and second gear.
Is it like based on a quad bike? Is it based on a quad bike?
No, no seat. I'm walking behind. Brian's already looking to put a seat on it for me. But he's already built up rails so we can haul brush. But it's just low impact, and it doesn't get stuck in the mud. Two wheels in the front and one swivel in the back.
It's kind of a motorized draft horse, isn't it? Like a draft,
a lot of people. Wheelbarrow. It's so
great. Wet forestry in Wales, they use horses now to pull out the wood. Heavy horses.
Sure. This will just be for brush, but I can, like if Brian will cut up a log, you know, I can move a couple rounds with it. And, you know, uphill, up in mud, in the rain, with a wheelbarrow, done that. I like the power.
Sure.
It's great. Mm-hmm. And they build them so that there's several different styles and varieties where it could be like a bigger cart, and it almost lends to what a forwarder could be in Europe. They're really expensive, but, you know, they have self-loader hydraulic for trees, and then it can be walked behind, or you can sit on it and drive and go trails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well,
Very
Brian's
good.
Been looking at them, and it came our way, and it's a tiny forwarder.
Very good, and I'm glad you had a lucky strike with that. To get rid of the slavery out of work, out of farming,
The drudgery of mud. Because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
We have floods here. It's flooding in our counties.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's, I'll let you go off this, do you think that's deliberate for the weather modification, that they're overdoing the rain in Washington State?
Well, I have a friend that looks at the weather patterns and the airstreams, and, you know, just this week he's like, looks like it's coming straight from Hawaii, and it's nonstop for the next 5 days, and it's being redirected. You know, it's not going to California.
My.
There's a big, and then what was happening when we had the dry spell just a couple weeks ago, because I have parents in Chicago in the Midwest. 30 below, and there's like 83,000 homeless in the Chicagoland area, 6 shelters, just 6 warming houses, 83,000 homeless. They're dying of hypothermia. It's like the coldest on record in the Midwest.
My, around the Great Lakes,
Yeah.
Well, North Dakota, traditionally, the cold air comes off the Great Lakes, and North Dakota is colder than Canada, and that was always the way. But Chicago, it's a crime-ridden hellhole. It's collapsing financially, and now it's freezing to death. It couldn't be much worse, could it?
Oh, actually, it did. Last month, I read a newspaper, or online, a news article that there's been, you know, so much murder, like highest ever in the Chicagoland area. The UN mm-hmm. is coming in.
We know that, yeah. They're already there. They're parked up. They're ready to act, which is totally, comprehensively, illegally against the American Constitution. The Blue Helmets. And a lot of them are Chinese, can you believe?
I guess I do.
I've read reports on that. Comprehensive. Dave Hodges' site, Common Sense Show, he has comprehensively covered that over the last 2 years. The Common Sense Show of Dave Hodges, that's a website and a radio program. Get on there and you can read back in the articles, and it's quite shocking. Quite shocking. But
yes.
Very good, very good. Anything else on that?
I think I covered, I made notes, and I think I hit them all.
Okay, well, very good. I'm very grateful for your call, and I'll follow up and talk to you about things I mentioned there probably tomorrow. Is that okay? Well, it's tomorrow here already. It's the 4th here. We're into Sunday here now. Where I am.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, Jenna, and regards to the Axeman. And I have a few good news stories to read out for the rest of the program here, would you believe?
Okay. Wonderful. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Good night.
Bye. Okay, that was Jenna in Washington, who's battling, in reality, all the problems of trying to run their own little life in eco-farming, and there have been attacks on every level as well. I mean, there's no respite from this. But today, the rest of the program has some good news stories, I hope. I'll read the headers. Stage 3 melanoma cancer completely eliminated with a turmeric supplement. This is Mike Adams giving evidence here. And says avoiding dementia, brain health strategies that really work. And 3 simple ways to naturally support your vision and correct your eyesight. Treating burns, natural methods as well. And citrus brain health for your age. Evidence suggests consumption of oranges and grapefruits and lemons prevent dementia. We have found another article here in my pile. I wanted, but I'll do it next week about Ukraine. It's quite serious. Deliberately trying to create a civil war in Ukraine and provoke Putin. That's the government of Ukraine, which of course is American and Israeli run. And I know a very talented Ukrainian woman in this town. And she just come from there, married an English guy. She doesn't know about this. But there you are. Remedies we're talking about here, one warning, first of all, before these good news stories. Flu vaccine bombshell, 630% more aerosolized flu virus particles emitted by people who have received the flu shots. They become the carriers for spreading flu. This is what Mike Adams' laboratory and other people have found out about these appalling vaccinations. They're actually, the person vaccinated it becomes the carrier. And a bombshell new scientific study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, PNAS, finds that people who receive flu shots emit 630% more flu virus particles into the air. 630% extra compared to non-vaccinated individuals. In effect, this finding documents evidence that flu vaccines spread flu. I always knew that. And that so-called herd immunity is a medical hoax, because the herd is actually transformed into carriers and spreading the influenza. The bombshell finding is documented in a study entitled Infectious Viruses in Exhaled Breath and Symptomatic Seasonal Influenza Cases, that's long-winded, from a college community. The study authors are Jing Yan, Michael Grantham, and a long list of people there, etc., etc., etc. Details of this bombshell study have been revealed by CRJ, Green Med Info. That is becoming a very good information site, Green Med Info. Get their stuff. Some two or three items a day, parallel to Bill Deagle and what NutriMedical and what Mike Adams is doing in Natural News. But Green Med Info, a site that's rapidly becoming one of the world's most authoritative sources of intelligent analysis. I save all this stuff. I have them filed. But going back to this a flu virus being emitted by vaccinated people. Aerosolized. The study, which examined 355 volunteers who were sick with flu-like symptoms, found that people who previously received flu shots emitted sharply higher qualities of flu virus particles than had that can infect other people from the study. Fine aerosol viral RNA was also positively associated with having influenza vaccine for both current and prior seasons. We provide overwhelming evidence that humans generate infectious aerosols and quantitative data to improve mathematical models of transmission. Okay, well, just we'll leave it at that. That is what that article is going into great detail on. Stay away from flu vaccinations. That's the answer. And you can be detoxed from them. From the Nutri Medical, Bill Deacon will tell you how to do that. Stage 3 melanoma cancer completely eliminated with a turmeric supplement. This turmeric powder that has now been developed, a natural substance. Again, it's an orange type powder. It's like ginger. But for decades, the medical establishment has colluded with the for-profit cancer industry to smear anyone who talked about herbs, spices, and superfoods fighting cancer. Food doesn't contain medicine. We were told by the pharmacy, we were told by the dishonest establishment, only FDA approved toxic medications can treat cancer. What a load of crap. We've described today in detail who they are, the FDA and the CDC. Yet millions of people across the globe continue to successfully prevent and even reverse late stage cancers using nothing but foods, herbs and natural medicine. Despite its best efforts to ignore the reality of natural cancer cures, the medical establishment has just been forced to document a stunning case of a woman completely eliminating stage 3 cancer using nothing but turmeric powder, a superfood spice commonly used in curry. Very good. And it says every last sign of cancer was eliminated using nothing but curcumin from turmeric. That's part and parcel of the same thing. But they're saying here the remarkable elimination of cancer was documented by the British Medical Journal in its case reports, achieved entitled Long-Term Stabilization of Melanoma and Curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N, Curcumin. The analysis dare not mention the word cure. Of course, that's not allowed to use that word, as the terminology is banned across the entire medical and scientific establishment, which says there's no such thing as a cure for cancer. That false belief, of course, just happened to coincide with repeat business. Now, people have been fined in court for who have cured cancer with natural substances because they used the word cure. According to the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, highly suspect documentary authored by Dr. Abiz Zadi, we describe a melanoma patient who started a daily dietary supplement of curcumin, which, when approaching her third relapse, in the absence of further anti-melanoma treatment, the patient plateaued and has remained stable for the last 5 years with good quality of life. In other words, this woman eliminated all signs of cancer from her body by taking nothing more than a curcumin supplement made from turmeric root. Curcumin is the most potent long-winded word, psychochemical found in turmeric. Even more, the woman who took the curcumin supplement learned about curcumin on the internet, very likely from natural news or related websites that document the strong science behind anti-cancer foods and supplements such as turmeric. Natural news has empowered tens of millions of people around the world to take control of their health and prevent serious disease by using simple, affordable foods and medicine. A woman who battled blood cancer for years without success finally halted the disease with turmeric powder, etc. And it goes on and on and on to say a very comprehensive report of that. Anyway, coming to the first break of the third hour, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're coming back in from the first break of the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. E.J. Barden here, and for the rest of the program, reading out solutions to problems. We're reading up on this. Turmeric powder is found to be absolutely stunning in relation to cancer. And another one, avoiding dementia, brain health strategies that really work. And Jonathan Landsman is writing this for National News. And he's saying here, as the United States population grays and baby boomers age, a full-fledged global dementia epidemic appears to be looming on the horizon. In fact, the current statistics are quite alarming. Dementia right now affects 44 million people worldwide, and experts say this number will swell to a shocking 135 million by 2050. Alzheimer's disease, and there's many variations on the type of Alzheimer's disease, is the most common form of dementia and one which cruelly robs victims of memories and reasoning capacity. It increases by leaps and bounds, rising by 17% in the past 7 years alone. However, according to board-certified clinical neuropsychiatrist Paul Nussmann, PhD, very suspicious of these people, there's so many lifestyle choices that can help to prevent dementia. Okay, he's coming up with solutions, maybe. And preserve the function of the body and mind. Discover the best ways to avoid dementia before it's too late. on the next Natural News 365 Talk Hour. That's the video blog that Mike Adams and his people do. Jonathan Landsman and Paul Nussman, PhD, will talk about best strategies for keeping the mind sharp and the body strong. Newsman reveals his five-pronged approach, I'm hoping to get to it soon, towards preventing dementia, including nutrition, socialization, physical activity, mental stimulation, and spirituality. I always knew that people doing the same routine every day who are prone to senility get worse and worse very rapidly. And which brings me to an article I'll do at the beginning of this mental health program we're doing soon. A fantastic research professor in Bristol in England organized a creche to move its creche to a useful, well-organized space in an old folks' home, and it has transformed the lives of the elderly people there, whereby they can take part with the children in art classes and that kind of thing. The children get to know what elderly people's lives are about, and the elderly people are literally throwing their tablets away. They are become rejuvenated, and it's a fantastic success, and it's going to be copied across the UK and other places. But we'll deal with that in an article soon. But elderly people must not be doing the same routine every day. It's very, very bad for them. And that's what they're saying here. And they're saying the five-pronged approach towards preventing dementia, including, well, powerful things like, we've just been saying cure thrown on the floor here. And nutrition, socialization, physical activity, mental stimulation, spiritually, and older people should be with young people, not packed together, sitting around a room on the wall, which is shocking. Old folks sitting there just breaking up the time between meals. It's shocking. But if you're looking for a scientifically valid, practical, inspiring way to preserve your brain health, don't miss this. Well, they're talking about their program, 365 Talk Hour, and it's there on an archive on Natural News. Anyway, dementia warning. Too much anticipated retirement can be a pitfall. It is a tragic irony that many people work their whole lives towards retirement only to find that their golden years are not so golden after all. Retirement can be an open door to anxiety, depression, passivity, and isolation, all of which speed up one's onset into dementia. In fact, Dr. Nussbaum reports that the study has shown that the risk of dementia falls 3.2% with every additional year worked. I think the good news, Dr. Nussbaum, while people are so rich debt and the pension funds are so undersubscribed, very few people will actually be able to retire fully. They're going to have to keep working into their 70s. That's the score in the UK. The good news, Dr. Nussbaum, is not saying to delay retirement. Far from it. Instead, you can use complex and varied activities to build up a stronger and more fit brain, neutralizing the downside of retirement and delaying the onset of Alzheimer's disease while leading a fuller, healthier life. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Bottom of the hour break of the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And I've created a few glitches my end this week. We're testing different microphones here. And been on and off a bit, which sounds very hillbilly. But I'm reading out for the last part of this program some good news stories about remedies to problems and stage three. Okay, very good. Good news there. No buzz on the line. Very good. Stage 3 melanoma cancer completely eliminated, and they're backing this up with the British Medical Journal due to turmeric powder, right? And also this story we're on currently is about this thing of minimizing the risk of dementia. And I just briefly run back the figures. There's 44 million people in the United States worldwide with dementia at the moment. That will double and treble shortly. But saying this, I always knew this, that the key things about is nutrition is absolutely number one for elderly people, and for people to be active and around younger people and not to be doing the same routine every day, that is absolutely destructive to elderly people. And I went on to say about a report I'll read through the entire thing next week with another thing about the DNP, self-help mental illness group in Wales, which is becoming very successful, about this experiment that was carried out between in Bristol and England regarding dementia in old people, where a creche of young people, 5 to 7-year-olds, were moved into parallel and adjacent to people in an old folks home, which had plenty of space, properly and professionally set up. And the old people got involved, the young people in their classes with artwork, and at that age, just learning and experimenting. And it's transformed the lives of the elderly people, absolutely transformed them. And I'll do a piece on that and give out exactly what it's about. But dementia warning, the much-anticipated retirement plan can be a pitfall. Yeah, if people don't plan their retirement and plan to be active, they're going to go downhill, basically. That's what it's saying here. And they said, among the lifestyle choices favored by Dr. Newsman, this guy who seriously researched what was needed, obviously nutrition, minerals and nutrition, one of the things Dr. Bill Deagle was saying about the appalling multinational-owned care homes where they're spending only 30 pence on a meal for elderly people, and the same with school meals, by the way, is that if you're elderly and your magnesium level goes to zero, your heart stops and there's no way you can be revived. That's a lot. That is one of the reasons why there's sudden deaths of elderly people in old folks' home. It's the loss of magnesium. It's a shocking problem. But just looking for an answer here on one of our technical things. Okay, well, I do a little thing here. If I get cut off, Ken, I'll ring back in. I'll just come out and watch, okay? And that is one notch out. I should now. We've been doing experiments throughout the program on different microphones, and that one didn't work. We got cut off momentarily. But continuing on about dementia, a lot of it is common sense, but again, I direct people to put that word in the search box in Natural News, and it'll bring up a wealth of information for you, absolutely stunning amount. And there's one last thing about dementia, is saying the practice of yoga has profound influence on our perceived stress levels. Chronic stress not only puts wear and tear on the brain, but it can also can affect the ability to think, plan, and reason effectively, especially as we age. For example, research has shown that when the brain is exposed to cortisol, the stress hormone, the risk of cognitive deficits increases. Therefore, if we want to preserve our brain health, finding ways to decrease excessive levels of cortisol would be a smart move. In addition, research has shown that practicing yoga increases the relaxation response through activating the parasympathetic nervous system, a process that causes cortisol levels to decrease along with inflammation. This guy, Dr. Nussbaum, has done a lot of research in this area and is saying that a lot of things can be done regarding dementia. But and another one, a good news story, I hope. Terry Henry is writing this article, and he's saying three simple ways to naturally support your vision and shock your eye doctor with the results. Okay, and he's giving out the results here. Three simple ways to naturally improve your vision and shock your eye doctor with the test results. Okay. It is estimated that at least 6 out of 10 people in the United States use corrective lenses to help support their vision. Okay. Many also, over the age of 50, 55, usually need reading glasses. Many are also turning to laser eye surgery. That is very dangerous stuff. That has been banned, and some of the pharmacy companies here in Britain, Boots, are doing that. And you have to be done. That has to be done in a very, very professional setting, or it's very dangerous, permanent eye damage. Otherwise, many are also turning to laser eye surgery, a procedure not without its risks, but mildly, to permanently fix their eyesight for good. The primary fuel behind this trend is that people have been taught that there are no other choices to support vision and eye health. you simply go to your eye doctor, have an eye exam, and pick out your glasses or contacts. This is rarely a discussion around. There is rarely discussion around how one can support their eyesight naturally. I have to say, the modern optician's eye test, which takes about 20 minutes with high-tech computers and lenses, is very, very good. Nobody should go more than 5 years without having an eye test, because I had one recently and it did show up as effect. But it's corrected totally with glasses on the left eye. We've done a lot of driving, as I have, over 1.5 million miles. The left eye is likely to go down first, and that's the vital, vital eyesight in driving a HGV. You must have absolutely first-class sight on the left eye for the left-hand mirror. Well, in the UK, because you left-hand turns in America, so it's the right-hand mirror is the vital one for right-hand turns. That's where cyclists get run over, which are not visible in the right mirror system of trucks, etc., etc. But he's saying eye exercises. There are a few different ways to naturally support your vision through eye exercises. They should all be done without corrective lenses. It's possible, but I don't think there's anything wrong with having corrective lenses. I can't see without putting the emphasis there. Getting a proper eyesight test to know where you stand, that is number one. They're saying, okay, the nutrition end of it. Carrots, sweet potatoes, pumpkins, broccoli, goji berries, cantaloupe, apricots, garlic, spinach, and tomatoes. They are the foods that help supplement your eyesight and food things all around. And that's very logical. But I'm hoping Jenna will get a printer soon up there to print down information, because you can't retain it all, and even writing notes gets insane. But a printer, paper, cartridges, and a filing system. And I'll give out my system called an open access filing system, which is very, very good. I should patent it, really. But the other one here says citrus for brain health as you age. Evidence suggests consumption of oranges, grapefruits, limes, and lemons reduces dementia risk by 15%. I'll just go through this and moving on to dental matters as well. Ralph Flores is writing this article, and he's saying here, fruits like oranges, grapefruits, lemons, and limes are not only delicious, but they also tend to have a hand in preventing dementia, according to a study. And these people wouldn't glibly start quoting rubbish studies. Researchers from Tohoku University discovered that older adults who regularly eat citrus fruits have a lower likelihood of getting dementia. In a study published by the British Journal of Medicine and Nutrition, the paper titled Oshaki Cohort 2006 Study looked at how eating citrus can positively affect cognitive function. In particular, it studied how it can inhibit the onset of dementia. It's amazing, and condition that hits older people, of which countries like Japan are prone given their aging population. The UK has a seriously aging population as well. The edible parts of citrus are filled with flavonoids. Other studies have been made to show that these flavonoids can permeate the brain-blood barrier and repair and reverse damage to the cells thanks to its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. A study noted that, another word, A-U-R-A-P-T-N-E, oropetane, found in citrus was also to suppress inflammation from brain as evidenced by the study. We're getting some very technical information here. But the citrus fruits right at the top of the list for helping people prevent dementia. But and another one, I'm trying to say, finish with a list of remedies and good news stories today. Treating burns when SHFT, natural ingredients for any survival scenario. And who's writing this? Janice Carroll. Okay, burns are one of the nastiest injuries out there, but they are generally easy to treat. If you're dealing with a first or second degree burn, that is, medical attention isn't always readily available, but luckily there are some natural remedies for burns found in your very kitchen. And he's going to name them here. First degree burn, there is a mild This is a mild burn affecting olive on steam. That's not funny at all. First degree burn, a mild burn affecting the epidermis of the outer layer of skin. First degree burns may cause pain and redness, but not that severe as to raise concern. Sunburn is one example of a first degree burn. It isn't life-threatening at all. Be handled with one or more of the home remedies you will see below. Second degree burn, this affects the epidermis, the outer line, skin, etc., blisters. And he's saying, looking for the remedy here, natural treatments still advised. Third degree burns, this is the most severe type of burn, requiring urgent medical attention. This type of burn damages deepest skin layers, as well as blood vessels and glands and nervous system. We're taking the obvious here. Anyway, okay, sorry, he's coming. He's stating the obvious about first, second, and third degree burns. But the remedy, number one, honey can be a great natural burn treatment thanks to its antibiotic activity and will keep bacteria and infections at bay. Apply as much honey as you can. And just looking for my microphone here, it's just disappeared. Okay. Apply as much of it as you can, and put some on a gauze bandage and keep it throughout the day, changing the bandage 3 to 4 times a day. Vinegar for burn treatment: soak a cotton ball or a compress in diluted vinegar and apply to the burn, working as an antigen and antiseptic. The vinegar will clean and sanitize the burn area, preventing infection and healing the burn further. And the third one, baking soda works. That's baking soda's cropped up again and again, including cleaning your teeth. Another popular home remedy for burns, baking soda, is, baking soda will help reduce swelling and pain. Just add water to turn it into a paste and apply it gently to the burn area. Let it dry, then rinse and repeat. You can add it to any type of burn except chemical burns, as it may trigger an unwanted chemical reaction and make etc. But anyway, again, people who log into Natural News and go to the search box there, they will have a stunning amount of information on any subject, and they have 35,000-40,000 articles to pull off from, and they're very well laid out, etc., and very well referenced. And they back up and prove what they're saying. On every occasion. And to finish up today, okay, we have a caller. I missed my screen there. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello.
Hi, BJ. Or PJ, it's Rhonda in Missouri. You were talking about vision. Yeah, how are you? I was listening to your program and heard you talking about vision, and I just wanted to throw in there, that I used to wear, my prescription was -400 in my eyes, and when I stopped eating wheat, my eye doctor was shocked. I went from -400 to -200, so I cut it in half just by not eating wheat. And when I told him what I was doing, he was he was familiar with the book. It's called, I think it's called Wheat Belly or something. But yeah,
to do with being a celiac? Are you a celiac?
Allergic? I didn't stop because it was celiac. I had and I looked it up too. It's not really been researched, but when I stopped eating wheat was when I used to eat it, and I would fall asleep on the couch, wake up, feel like I was hit by a Mack truck. So it was more of a heart issue.
Analogy to wheat, yeah. And once you eliminate it,
I think I think I definitely have a gluten intolerance because I've been eating organic since the late 90s. And even organic wheat would do that to me. But my eyesight kept getting worse and worse. I went from -225 to -400 back to -200 just by stopping wheat. And my eye doctor, I told him what I was doing, and he's like, He knew. He was aware. Yeah. He's aware of the wheat problem.
It just proves there's virtually no preventative medicine practiced by doctors. It's symptom pharmaceutical drug, symptom pharmaceutical drug. That's what they spend their day doing. And they have.
Well, we can thank Monsanto for that one, because we can Yeah, absolutely. But
well, most of the wheat in America is polluted with Roundup anyway.
Oh, I know, and I'm right in the heart of it. Monsanto's in Missouri. I mean, I could probably drive there in 20 minutes, but...
Indeed, absolutely.
So I just want to share that with you.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Thank you.
Wheat. Yeah, okay, thanks, well, bye.
Phone in again. Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to the last break, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Few minutes of the program today, and just to follow up with that girl there was saying, Rhonda in Missouri, three, if you want to go to an article, Rhonda, three simple ways to naturally support your vision, go to naturalnews.com and type in that phrase, three simple ways to support your vision. It's a very good article by Derek Henry, and it comes down to key foods to have: carrots, sweet potatoes, pumpkin, broccoli, goji berries, apricots, cantaloupes, garlic, spinach, and tomatoes. And there's any of the articles you type in on that site will lead you to a lot of very good articles, etc., etc. But there's so many much stuff to do. I won't move on to any other subjects today. We cover more on the appalling carry-on how the Bundys were treated by the state, and self-help remedies. But two things next week: depression groups, self-help groups that have been set up, and one very good one here in Wales to give details of it. We might have one of the members on them next week. And also this thing of helping young elderly people with dementia in terms of not isolating them in old folks' homes, and this experiment that was carried out, which has been very, very successful in Bristol. We'll read out the details of that. And are they letting young people, little young 5 to 7 year olds, interact with you, old people in a supervised crash situation? And it's transformed the lives of the elderly people on so many levels. It's absolutely unbelievable. But next week we'll deal with a new device for measuring blood sugar. Another remedy, one I knew I missed that one. They can do it from sweat now instead of having to puncture your arm or your hand with a machine to take a blood test. They can do the blood sugar level from your sweat level on the hand. And that's an article by Francis Bloomfield. Finger prick tests for monitoring blood glucose levels in diabetic patients may become a thing of the past with the development of a smart sweat band that measures blood sugar levels through sweat. Very good, that'll save people a lot of bother. According to the Daily Mail in the UK, the sweat band developed by researchers from Seoul National University is able to do this thanks to its highly specialized sensors. Sweat is naturally full of glucose, even enough that is amazing that I haven't done this years ago. Enough that is matches the sugar levels of the blood. As such, it would take as little as 1/1,000,000th of a liter of sweat for the sweat band to set the sweat band sensors to gauge blood sugar levels. This means wearing the device for about 15 minutes on the upper arm. No strenuous activity is required. The body continuously produces sweat even when at rest. After all, following this, the results are analyzed, then transmitted and displayed on a separate handheld device. Well, most people with diabetes have those handheld devices anyway, but this is a modified one, obviously. But anyway, we come to the end of the program today, and I'll follow up with those things I said next week. And as I say, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.